We Shun the Sun.
Hey everyone, it's David and Dylan here from WeShunTheSun.com with a podcast that's been a little bit of a while since the last one, actually.
Yeah, it's been about 390 days or so.
Yeah, but you know, that's all right. I'm sure many of you are waiting on the edges of your seat for this moment. And here it is.
Glad to see you're waiting by the door.
So the reason we were out for a while is Dylan was doing some vocal training. I was in Peru. They've got a big podcasting scholarship facility there.
If you ever actually listened to We Shun the Sun in Peru, it took off.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we speak fluent Peruvian. We're not going to do it now, but, you know.
Well, we don't want to show off.
Exactly.
All right, digging straight in, back into the world's video game news. We won't catch up on what we missed, because we did miss a fair bit in podcasting.
Oh, nothing's really happened.
That's a fair point, actually. Actually, we didn't even do a podcast, like, when all the new next-gen consoles and everything come out, did we? We'd already stopped by then.
Yeah, but, you know.
That was shit.
Exactly. But now it's relevant.
Now, with the first proper, in time to be made, exclusive for PS4, The Order 1886 has been released. Yeah.
And all the millions of people, by the way, who tuned into our podcast, they don't even know the new consoles are out.
Because they're from Peru.
They've been waiting for the news. They've been waiting for the updates, and we haven't given it.
They're in Peru where there's no electricity yet.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, the Xbox One and PS4 are out. Just recently?
not long.
Sorry, so back to what you were saying. Order 1886.
So Order 1886 is out. It was released just a few days prior. Now, getting some mixed reviews.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, there was actually a lot of problems before the game even came out. Because there was a leaked YouTube video where one person played through the entire game and uploaded it all on YouTube. And the reason that was an issue is because it showed two things. One, that the game is on the repetitive side.
You can get the whole thing on YouTube.
Well, that's also a problem. But the second problem is that it was not a very long game.
Yeah, so they said the campaign was around 5 hours or so. And the problem with that was quite a bit of it is actually cutscene.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I guess a secondary problem actually as well. You know, you might think, well, Call of Duty single player is only about 5 hours, 4 hours or something. And that is very true. But Call of Duty relies heavily on its multiplayer. Yeah, the Order 1886 does not have any multiplayer mode.
No. All it has is the hope that you won't flay the developers player. after you finish the game in 25 minutes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely... I mean, even for a while in its previews and stuff, there's been a lot of talk about how it hasn't really been up to scratch, but...
It's not going to be long until someone uploads a thing on YouTube with all the cutscenes cut out to show how long there's actually gameplay.
Yeah.
It can't be long.
I don't think it's going to be a very long game. So, anyway, it obviously hasn't really... I mean, and reviews-wise as well, it hasn't had the impact that Sony would have wanted from a first-party title they kept on showing at all their conferences, but, I mean, that's sometimes the way it is with these... hyped up games.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and it's actually been criticized a lot for its quick time.
Yeah, quick time events. There's tons and tons and tons of them, apparently. And that's already been a gameplay mechanic that's been criticized a lot in the past. So why you choose to rely heavily on it's a real mystery.
The occasional is a different story. Yeah,
and I guess I'll give Telltale Games some allowance because...
That's pretty much their game.
That's pretty much their game, at least they do story well, so we forgive them.
That's exactly right. So, was it you who was telling me the intriguing story about the boss fight?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So, I didn't discover it for myself, but a lot of people noted that on that YouTube playthrough, they noticed that there was a boss about midway through that you fight, like a werewolf thing, which is entirely quick time events. So it's a very specific sequence of animations, and that exact sequence is repeated in the final boss fight with a different character. So they move, dodge, attack, slash the exact same way with the exact same quick time events. That's very, very anticlimactic and very lazy. So it's a sign that maybe not everything went well behind the scenes in its development, because surely that's not normal.
I remember hearing early on developer playthrough and showing off certain sections to like review websites and everything like that, that a lot of people were just saying that the frame rate was a serious problem.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't heard that since.
No, my problem is they probably spent so long making it able to play and look pretty that they ran out of time in being able to add things on and
make things
more interesting, I guess, in the terms of actual gameplay.
Yeah, and you're right. They did push the visuals a lot, the developers, that is, early on. You know, it was all about how good it looks and not really about how good it plays.
That's right. Now, just recently as well, Evolve has come out.
Yes.
Now, Evolve was being touted all last year has been going to be brilliant.
It's been talked about for a long time. It's
been talked about. I mean, all these websites were pushing it all so heavily. All these awards
given at E3.
I mean, I was just reading this current month's Game Informer where Evolve hadn't actually come out before. That obviously went to press.
Yep.
And they literally said that in there, there's no chance it can't be reviewed brilliantly.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's come out to what, a string of sevens and eights.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's got a bit of Titanfall about it, wherein the first few rounds that you play are excellent.
Yeah.
And I think it's a game that would really, really show off its strengths at, like, an awards show like E3.
Mm.
You know, something where you stop by and play it for half an hour, that's, you know, you're going to walk away thinking that was awesome. But I don't think it has the longevity of a lot of shooters.
When you sit there and play it, like, four rounds in a row.
Yeah, I don't even think there's that... Well, I mean, some people might disagree, but I don't even think it has that same skill ceiling. Like, something like Counter-Strike, or even Call of Duty, you could argue. That, you know, you could play them feasibly for months and months and months.
Yeah,
and keep on getting better and better. Yeah. But I don't really get that sense with Evolve.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... We all know it's been made by the original creators of Left 4 Dead.
Sure.
They've based the whole game off the tank scenarios in Left 4 Dead.
Mm.
In the 4v1 and in versus mode, when someone's able to become that tank, they're basing it on that. And the problem with that is, as well, a lot of multiplayer games now are judged on their esport playability. Like,
I just can't see that with Evolve. I just can't.
I mean, boy, you got a team of
one. How could it be? Yeah, exactly. And I guess, yeah, the other thing is that, for me anyway, when I think of all my favourite moments in Left 4 Dead, it was rarely the parts where the tank came up. Like, yeah. They were cool to heighten up the, you know, the action for a bit.
Yeah, you get a bit of drama in there for a few minutes.
I just loved the progression from level to level, the set pieces, you know.
Yeah.
Going to the church and holding off waves of zombies, all that stuff. And I feel like this is... It's kind of like Left 4 Dead, except way more restricted and cut down.
Yeah,
and
it exactly loses right.
a lot of what I loved about Left 4 Dead, so it's really weird.
Yeah, it's true. So, I mean, I enjoy playing it because I enjoy playing co-op, but it's one of the things where, yeah, I'll sit down and play it for 20 minutes, half an hour or so, and then I'll have to stop.
Totally. And let me make this clear. It's a good game.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. It really is. It's just not going to probably last for months and months.
Doesn't have replayability to it.
Yeah.
Which is probably another reason why their store is... They're hoping to get on at some very early purchases on the store, I think.
Yeah, tons of DLC available.
Skins and everything. No pay to win. Just skins.
Yeah, which means I'm not super offended about it, but I know some people were. They just hate the idea of there being
anything.
Any kind of microtransactions from day one, but whatever, I'm not that bothered about that.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me. Moving on to our next one, we had the dual releases on the Nintendo 3DS of Monster Hunter 4 and Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D.
That's a pretty massive day for releases.
It really is.
Like, those are just huge, huge titles. I love Monster Hunter, and I love Majora's Mask, so for me that was... You know, it's going to be hard to top that day this year in terms of high quality releases in one burst.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I need to play a lot more Monster Hunter. I seem to only really play it if I'm playing co-op.
My problem is I haven't even started Majora's Mask yet. I want to, but every time I go to my 3DS, Monster Hunter's in there and I just end up firing it up. I totally love the Monster Hunter games. I always, you know, with 3 on the 3DS, Monster Hunter 3... I always thought, you know, with online, the game would be so much better and would have so much more legs to it, and Monster Hunter 4 really proves that. The online is really, really smooth. Or at least we've got the new Nintendo 3DS.
Yep.
And I have to say that the performance on that is flawless.
Yep.
I've seen no issues at all.
That's right. Moving on as well, we have announcement that Rare are apparently working on multiple titles for an unveiling shortly.
Really?
Now... From what's sort of been hinted around, a lot of people think that one of them will be Battletoads.
That would be cool.
A lot of them would think...
Would that be like Xbox Live Arcade style, I wonder?
Yeah, don't know.
Like, would it be side-scroller? Surely it wouldn't be full 3D. I think it'd lose something if it did.
Yeah, who knows? But
who knows, yeah.
But yeah, it's been hinted quite a bit by the old Phil Spencer.
Wow.
That it might be Battletoads, but apparently they're also working on another game. And also in that news, the Banjo-Kazooie spiritual successor from Playtonic Games, I believe it is now officially been announced as well. They are working on the project.
I've heard about this. This is where, like, quite a chunk of the developers...
Well, the majority, I think they said, like, 90% of the people who worked on Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie and even Donkey Kong Country, are all coming back to make this game.
That's pretty awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a shame that they can't have the original IP.
You know what, though? I mean, they created that from nothing.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
and
can't hold anything against them. And
I mean, Conker's Rare, they created that from nothing. They're good at creating characters for platformers. I've got faith that they can do that again.
Oh yeah, so I'm very interested to see some of that. And as you know, we did interview Cope on this very website about 2 years ago.
True.
So if you want to dive back into the archives,
you'll find it. Actually, another reason that's really cool though is that, I mean, who else is doing 3D platformers now?
Yep.
Especially to that quality.
And also lay down a bit of a nugget information as well, which Dave doesn't even know of yet. I've already been in contact with Playtonic Games, and we may have an interview lined up in a few weeks. Oh,
very nice.
Which was very lucky enough that Grant Kirkhope still was very nice to us and put us in touch. So we may have something coming up.
Really cool.
And moving on again, everyone is hinting of a new Rock Band being announced for PS4 and Xbox One with the arrival of some Foo Fighters and Tenacious D songs. Mm-hmm. On the old Rock Bands just this last coming month. And then there's been some heavily rumoured around that there may be a new version coming.
Really cool.
It's been a fair bit of time since I have played them games. I think I probably would dive back in for give me a decent track list. I mean, the only problem is I just hate... I mean, yeah, they got that back catalogue, which is brilliant, but it'd be so expensive to dive into it.
This is going to be the problem. For example, I've got a really cool Guitar Hero guitar. I really like that one, but that's for the 360.
Yep.
So assuming I buy it now and it comes out for PS4, then you have to buy the guitar again and all that. I mean...
You're going to have to buy that expensive bundle.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it comes down to. So that's a little bit annoying. Yeah. But would I do it? Probably. Because this is what I wanted them to do in the first place. I wanted them to give us gaps.
Yeah.
To give us time to think, oh yeah, I'm ready for another one.
Yeah, make that experience interesting again, etc.
And Guitar Hero just really churned them out.
Yeah, exactly right.
However, in terms of software, Rock Band was always better.
Yeah, exactly right.
So I'm hopeful they can, make it interesting, make it fun, add some new stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it picks up, because I definitely see myself diving into something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time now.
Exactly right. And I always did enjoy playing, the drums and all totally, the things like that.
And they were the perfect party games.
Though. Exactly. Moving on again, Broken Age 2 has moved into beta.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, I did. I saw that was mentioned, yeah. Yep. So it's finally coming. Well, the second half.
They did mention that it was going. It drew for release first quarter of 2015, so they do have a month left.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think it's going to come in the next month, to be honest.
Well, their original release date was September 2012 or something, wasn't it?
Was it 2012? 2013? No, either 2013, way, it was wildly, wildly off. their reason was that the extra funding meant that they sort of reassessed how good the game could be and have gone the extra mile. And I have to say the first half was very, very good.
I will say the first half was very good. What I will say is it was very short.
It was short. Now, yeah, it's not a long game.
I don't care that it's split in half.
Yep.
There is no point-and-click game that even its full size is probably that short.
Yeah.
But I guess they're probably catering to the new audience, too, that have never played the point-and-clicks. Yeah, you probably don't want a really long game.
I mean, I'm not that bothered by the length, because as long as it's funny and interesting and creative and it was all of those things, I just hope the second half is good.
Now, speaking of Double Fine, the Grim Fandango remaster.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying playing through the game. I haven't played it in probably about a week or two now, to be honest. Yeah. Since Majora's Mask and everything was released. But I enjoy it. But to me, there's no remaster there. There's
no.
It literally just is, I put it on your Vita.
Yeah.
Or your PS4.
Whatever device you're playing it. And yeah, it's a really tough one. Because
the controls have changed, which I have heard it for the better. But one of the trophies is to play it the old way.
The problem is, I still remember that even when I played it originally on the PC years and years and years ago, even when it came out, or when I played it, which was a few years after its release, even back then the controls felt a bit off, the inventory system felt a bit old.
Yeah.
Basically, it was difficult to play. And I would have hoped that in a remaster, they would have kept the good things and just...
No.
You don't have to drastically change
that. That inventory system is still shocking.
The inventory system is awful. And everyone knew that who played it. And they just, they didn't even bother to change it. It's lazy.
Yeah. And they have announced that Day of the Tentacle will get the remaster treatment. Now, to me, I don't have a flaw about that game.
I was about to say, in terms of systems, that one's fine. Yeah.
I'm happy to have it anywhere I can.
I mean, will they even change the visuals?
I wouldn't care.
They probably will. I think they'll do it Monkey Island style.
But I doubt it.
You think so?
Nah. It's going to stay the same.
Cheap and nasty?
It's going to do the exact same as Grim Fandango.
Yeah. It's tough, though, because Grim Fandango's story is awesome. Mm. And the more you play through it, the better it gets. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
And for our next one, Bethesda has announced that they're going to have a major presentation at E3.
You have to be excited about that. But that, I mean, everyone will think Fallout now. Well, because Skyrim, that's exactly right. Skyrim was a few years ago. Fallout 3 was their last Fallout. They didn't make New Vegas.
That's exactly right. So you think it has to be Fallout, don't you? But you almost
But what if it's
they're
not?
Probably just going to announce something new.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they just announced something new.
Please not like, oh, what was that? Oh, it was by ID, but published by Bethesda. That shooter. Prey? No, not Prey.
Wet.
Wet. No, not Wet either.
Wasn't it Wet?
I thought it was... They did do Wet. that was panned massively. No, I can't remember it. Fury? No, I'm not sure. Yeah. I just... look, put it this way. Bethesda have got a few games that...
They've got that Battlecry game.
Yes, that's true. Battlecry? I mean, that can't be an announcement. We know about that one.
Yeah, exactly. It was playable at PAX.
This is the weird thing about Bethesda. Because they're a publisher now, not just a developer... you know, everyone knows them for their really, really good games, but they also do have some that aren't so great, so...
Might be good in that way that maybe PAX Australia can get Pete Hines back again this year, because it'll be after their E3.
Maybe, I wonder if they do that. We'll see. Yeah, really hoping for a Fallout, because we love that
I think everyone wants Fallout 4.
Totally.
You read anything anywhere and everyone just screams Fallout 4.
Yeah, with good reason.
That's exactly right.
And how awesome would that be on the new consoles?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be the big thing. I mean, like you said, their last Fallout game was Fallout 3.
They've had a lot of years now.
That has been quite a while since it came out, and it's still a brilliant game.
Definitely.
Moving on again, another one which I believe is out of left field, the Darksiders 2 HD remaster for PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, we didn't really get this when we talked about it.
Yeah, it seemed very strange that a game which really didn't sell that well, and honestly not that many people care about it,
yeah,
is getting remastered.
I mean, I know they kind of tried that with...
I mean, they're remastering everything now.
Sleeping Dogs, was it? Is that
yeah.
Yeah, and that didn't do super well the first time around either.
No.
On the other hand, they probably looked at GTA and thought, oh, it's a bit like that and it has more combat. And, you know, if we come out nice and early when people are still desperate for next-gen games... I think it was probably a smart idea. But this one's coming a bit later and I just don't know about Darksiders. THQ, of course, got sold off. THQ had to sell off all their properties and Darksiders, I think, was one of the ones that went quite cheap.
Yeah, exactly right. It wasn't a sought-after, acclaimed IP by any standards.
No, I mean, they've got that comic guy on board for all their art. I kind of feel like an art book might be better than the game. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit harsh. I played the first Darksiders and it was quite good, but it didn't grab me.
No, that's right.
I didn't try the second one.
That's right. And finally, just recently for our North American listeners, because I know how many of you there are,
yeah.
Your new Nintendo 3DS has just been released 1 week ago. It seems strange for us because we've had it for, three, four months now.
Yeah.
We kind of got ours in November, didn't
we? It's very weird when you can say in Australia you got a game, some sort of game thing. Yeah, anything before anywhere else in the world. So it's really strange. But
so I will say, now that you've had... say 4 months with it. What are your thoughts? What are the changes you like? What don't you like?
Yeah, not that you can respond to us live, but if you could, speak it out loud right now in your room.
I was talking to you anyway.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. It sounded like an open question, but
everything we say here is open.
So the things I like is almost everything. The screen is similar size. We got the XL version, by the way.
Yep. But North Americans get no choice.
Yeah. Oh, really? They only get the XL, isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, I can confirm it's good, so don't worry. but the head tracking thing is really good.
It is much better for
3D. It's so much better for 3D. Basically, this is how it should have been.
Yeah.
Because the 3D now is actually is very usable, and it looks good. I also like the fact that there's certain games already coming out, like Monster Hunter, which look sharper. They actually make use of the faster processor.
Even though Nintendo did come out saying there weren't going to be any visual differences between their games.
Yeah, it's a complete lie.
The loading times are drastically reduced.
Smash Brothers. We tested the loading times on Smash Brothers. It's ridiculous.
Loading times are drastically reduced.
Yeah.
Things just literally do look better.
Yeah, even things like the shop on the 3DS load so much quicker on the new one.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cool things like that. What else do I like? That's a big part of the appeal. Obviously, I do like the fact it's got a second stick. I'm also going to file this half under the dislike.
The stick is pretty bad.
Yeah. So
it's not a stick. It's not a stick at all. A little old laptop nub thing.
Totally.
Which really gives you no precision control.
This is probably slightly down to me because for some reason, I went from reading about it to looking at previews and everything without realizing what that thing actually was.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, I swear that nowhere actually really clarified it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just talked about it being a stick. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be like a little, you know, like the other analog stick.
Yeah,
I thought
it was just going to be a tiny little
one. But a much
one.
Smaller one. And it's not. It's a laptop nub, 100%.
It's a nub that does not move besides with basically where you put the pressure on there. And if, honestly, if a shooting game came to the 3DS, you could not use it.
Resident Evil Revelations,
you could not use it. Basic camera controls only.
Yeah, it's for nudging the camera left and right, and it's fine for that. I've used it there, it's cool. It's no good for precision.
Yeah, I mean, you got to use it for Majora's Mask as well.
Yeah, and that's okay, I assume.
Yeah, it's fine. It's basic camera control.
But again, anything with precision, it's not going to do it.
Yeah,
no Resident sense. Evil Revelations, don't even try it. It's not going to work, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just will not happen. So, yeah, it's... Part of me feels like, yeah, great, it's on there, but, you know, it's a really strange design. I don't know why they'd put a nub on there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, very strange decision as well. I also think the shoulder buttons probably could have both been a little bit bigger.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Especially, yeah, they've added shoulder buttons on this one.
Yeah, so they basically added everything from your Circle Pad Pro.
Yes.
And put it onto the machine.
So there's like a tiny little secondary ones. I don't even know any games that use them yet, but...
I also am not too big a fan of the new game placement.
Oh, okay, underneath, yeah. That's fair enough.
And the power button. I prefer the power button being somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, the power button's kind of hard to activate. I'm not too worried about it, but I can definitely understand why someone wouldn't love it. Yeah, totally understandable.
All right, well, that goes through all my topics. I'll just leave you on David's game recommendation of the week, which I'm probably guessing we'll be
able to... You already know. It's got to be Monster Hunter. It just totally
not
does.
Not Grim Fandango. Not The Order.
The Order. I haven't even played it. Totally Monster Hunter. If you've got a 3DS, you just owe it to yourself to buy it, in my opinion, especially if you've got access to online. I hope you do. Because it's just a really, really solid game, and there's a ridiculous amount of hours in there for anyone who wants to, you know, get involved in that.
Or have you played The Order, but you finish it so quickly?
I forgot.
All right, and my recommendation would probably have to be Majora's Mask.
Yeah,
I haven't played. I've been the opposite. I've played quite a bit of Majora's Mask already.
Oh, very safe recommendation though. It's an awesome Zelda game. One of the best, if not the best, in my opinion.
All right, and we'll leave you there with episode 13.
Is it?
It is, episode 13.
There you go, for the old fact fans. You can note it down, store it on your hard drive.
Update the wiki.
Delete everything else on your hard drive. You won't need it.